by listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we invite you to stay with us, trusting that the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you today. We're opening our service with a selection, God is Still Mindful. Father, we are truly thankful for all of your rich blessings to us. We thank you for the love that brought your Son into this world to be our Savior, to be our Redeemer. And we are thankful that we can share this truth of the gospel with our precious congregation today. You see each and every one who is a part of our congregation. You know their spiritual state, their physical condition, You know all about them. And so we're asking you to remember each and every one in our congregation today. May they know that you love them. May they know that you care for them. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. It is a privilege to share this broadcast service with you, and we do trust that it is proving to be a blessing to you. We're continuing now with a selection, Amazing Grace. Our subject for today's broadcast, for destroying the temple of God. And our text of scripture is in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and I'll read verses 16 and 17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. And then chapter 6 of 1 Corinthians, verses 19 and 20. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Paul speaks of us individually being the temple of God, and the scriptures speak of us as a collective body, being the temple of us as well. The words defile and destroy come from the same root word. In our text, we see two very serious possibilities. One can be guilty of defiling it and also being destroyed, the temple of God, and as a result, the individual God said he would destroy. Now, first, I will refer briefly to the literal temple that the Jews rebuilt in Jerusalem after they returned from Babylonian captivity. King Antiochus Epiphanius of Syria fulfilled a prophecy in Daniel chapter 8 whenever Daniel prophesied of what would happen to Jerusalem and to the temple there. And Antiochus did indeed pillage the whole city of Jerusalem. He slew some of the people and defiled the temple. He forbid the people to make their daily sacrifices, build an idol altar upon God's altar. He slew swine and sacrificed them on the altar there in the temple. He compelled the people to forsake the worship of God. He also commanded them not to circumcise their sons. Now, this defiling of the temple took place, and not only the defiling of the temple, but the cleansing of the temple took place during the years 175 to 164 B.C. The Jews were able to throw off Antiochus, his people, and reestablish themselves as a separate people, and they cleansed the temple, as Daniel also prophesied. Now, in the New Testament, the Church of God is referred to as the temple of God. And I'm going to ask this question: how might one destroy the temple of God? Now, first of all, let us consider us as individuals and how that we can destroy the temple of God. For remember, the Apostle Paul said, "You are the temple of God. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit." We look in Galatians chapter 5 and begin reading with verse 19. "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murderers, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." So there are a number of things here how an individual can defile their body, which is supposed to be the temple of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Bible teaches us that it is the spirit, the soul, that sins. Nevertheless, you can sin against your body. "He that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body." And adultery also is a sin against the body. And both of those things will defile the temple of God. And of course, the other things that I have read from here in Galatians 5 will also defile the body. Now, another way that the body can be defiled, and I speak now particularly of the body as a whole, the church as a whole, the body can be defiled through false religion, through religious strife. In other words, we can defile the temple of God, the church of the living God, by contending, fussing, quarreling, causing difficulty and trouble, and we can defile the temple of God. Let us notice what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning with verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be of perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Sheol, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I am of Peter, and I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? So false religion can defile the temple individually and collectively. Paul asked the question, is Christ divided? Christ taught unity. Now, their divisions prevented some members from receiving the spiritual meat that they needed. I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. For you are yet carnal, for wherein there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal? But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. And that's Galatians 5:15. And through destructive doctrines, the body can be defiled. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in wrong teachings, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. So we read in 2 Peter 2:1. Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, I marvel that you are so soon removed from the gospel which was preached unto you, which is in reality not another gospel, but there be some that will pervert the gospel. And Paul said that they should not receive these kind of false doctrines and false teachings from the people, from the false teachers and the false leaders. And he said, even if an angel from heaven come and preach any other gospel unto you than that which I have preached unto you, let him be accursed. So Paul knew that he had been preaching them the gospel, and he was surprised that they would turn away from what he had taught them to another gospel, which is not another gospel. And again, that's another way that the body can be defiled, the temple can be defiled. But there were false prophets among the people, Peter said, and there will be false prophets among you. And it is true even yet today. Paul also warned of grievous wolves entering in among the saints. And of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. And he said there would be false teachers arise even among themselves that would lead people astray. So false doctrines, false teachings can indeed defile individuals and it can also defile the body as a whole. Now, where a worldly spirit is allowed to enter in the temple, it will be defiled. If any love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And we are told in the writings of the Apostle Paul to the Church of God in his second letter that they were to not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for they would defile the body as well. Let us read here in 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter of this book here, where Paul has warned them about being unequally yoked together. But be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord thy God. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves of all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Now let us consider how God will destroy those who defile the temple. By cutting them off, Jesus warned his disciples they would be cut off if they did not bear fruit. Paul warned Christians they would be cut off if they did not remain faithful. Paul told the congregation at Laodicea, Jesus told the congregation at Laodicea that he would spew them out of his mouth because they were lukewarm. And by taking away their reward is another way the Lord will destroy those who destroy the temple of God. In the parable of the talents, Jesus took away the talent of the one who did not do anything with the talent that he had given them while he was gone. So we are to use what we have, the talents that God gives us, we are to use them, or else God will take them away. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left unto us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Let us labor therefore to enter into the rest, that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. So we read in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 1 and also verse 11. Now, by consigning them to eternal destruction, if we defile the temple of God, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. So we read in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of the world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. So we read in Matthew chapter 13, verses 41 and 2. Being a part of the temple of God is a wonderful blessing, for the Spirit of God dwells in the saved and sanctified saints of God. In one sense, the temple of God cannot be destroyed, for the kingdom of God is an everlasting kingdom. On the other hand, we as temple, the temples of God, as individuals, can fail of the grace of God, and that is why we need to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we let them slip, as we are instructed in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1. He that endureth to the end, the same shall be eternally saved. So we read in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 22. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll bless these scriptures and thoughts to our precious congregation today. Make them a blessing to souls, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It would be an encouragement to us if you would take time to write and let us know that you appreciate our broadcast. And our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Now our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Again, I remind you that you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine on our webpage. And there's a number in our archives, a number of years, as a matter of fact, of the Way of Truth magazine. And you can also listen to a past broadcast if you'd like to hear it again or missed one, for we have an archive there of our broadcasts as well. www.wayoftruth.org. And also, our services are aired over the internet. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our Sunday evening service begins at 6. And our Wednesday evening service begins at 7. And we invite you, if at all possible, to be with us in our services. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation, and we invite you to be with us next week when again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
There was a time on earth.
I said long ago.
Long ago.
settled, and settled.